What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hi, it's Scott, and welcome back to our next episode of Project Distinct. Really glad you're here with us today. I didn't mention it much yesterday, but as we're in our very first month of podcast, it's critically important that if you like the podcast, that you subscribe to it on iTunes. That's how they decide what gets promoted on the front page there of iTunes or what goes in the new and notable part on the front and in the business section as well. So if you would take just a moment, it would really mean the world to us if you would subscribe. Just click on subscribe, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher helps as well. However you're listening to this podcast, if you subscribe to it, that really helps us. And I would be personally grateful for you taking time to do that. You know, yesterday we talked about success being easy, success being quick. And I wanted to follow up on that just real briefly today with today's program. And I want to introduce you to someone who I think is one of the most powerful thought leaders and communicators of our time. Her name is Rosabeth Moss Kanter. You may have heard of her through her great work. She is a professor of business at Harvard Business School. She's director and chair of the Harvard University Advanced Leadership Initiative. Her amazing work began in the field of sociology. Her book, Commitment and Community, Communes and Utopias in Sociological Perspective, part of what fascinated me about this book, with my little sociology minor at Franklin College, was that she studied what she called successful communes. During this period of time when I was in college, we were hearing a lot about communes, but they were not in a positive sense. And also, many times we add the word cult to that, and that becomes very negative. But she studied 91 communes from a period between 1780 and 1860. And she suggests that groups like the Shakers and the Amana colonies and Oneida were among the most successful 19th century communes. So she tried to explain their success, and she noted that these successful groups had rituals, they had clear boundaries for membership, they had commitment mechanisms that they utilized, such as investment in the community, renunciation of outside community, sacrifice for the community were among some of the things that she named. But here's the critical part. She concluded that the more that the commune or the community ask of its members, the more cohesive and long-lasting it became. So in other words, what ensured the success of the commune or of the community was that they asked the most of the people that were there. Now, she's also done some great work in terms of leadership and how the leaders that ask the most of their people are the ones that get the most in response. But I wanted to piggyback on what we talked about yesterday about success. And back in 2008, Rosabeth Moss Kanter wrote an article for the Harvard Business Review that I want to quote pretty extensively and talk about, and you can find it on hbr.org. The title of the article, if you'd like to read the entire thing, is simply called Instant Success Takes Time. Isn't that a great saying? I love that. Instant success takes time. In the article, she says, quote, "New products, people, or ideas that appear to burst on the scene unheralded and soar to the top quickly have often been preceded by a long period of preparation, rehearsal, and trial and error experimentation," unquote. So in other words, it's that old joke about it took me 20 years to become an overnight sensation, right? And it's so true, whether it's in business or whether it's in leadership or whatever it might be, it takes a long time to become successful. One of the things she says is that the organizations or the departments, divisions, teams that have losing streaks, what do they have in common? Here it is, quote, "They lack discipline, do not always rely on facts before chasing fads, and panic under pressure," unquote. Then she talked about what does it take to build a winning streak. She said those who build winning streaks remain calm and professional. Quote, winners learn and experiment in a disciplined manner with a commitment to enduring principles and a long-term purpose that helps them be patient on what can be a long road to victory. I'm going to suggest to you that as we talk about creating distinction, it's not going to happen for you overnight. In future podcasts, we're going to be talking about the four cornerstones of distinction that I uncovered from the research that I did into what makes organizations or individual professionals stand out. And none of those are going to happen for you instantly. Now, some of you might be depressed about that. I think that's really good news, because what happens is too many organizations pull the chute and bail. Too many professionals throw up their hands and quit. But if you're willing to be calm and professional and take a reasoned and reasonable approach to this, then I truly believe that you can find a way to make either yourself or your organization or your product or your service stand out. By the way, the article says that winners invest in three things. First, accountability. She says they face facts honestly and take responsibility for their own actions. Second, collaboration. They make allies and partners, not enemies. And last but not least, she says, is initiative. They encourage constant small innovations rather than relying only on the occasional blockbuster hit. Hey, by the way, you may say, wait a minute, Scott, didn't you say something bad about incremental improvement the other day? And absolutely I did. Notice she's saying small innovations rather than relying only on the occasional blockbuster. I'm suggesting that rather than tinkering and making small improvements, small innovations is really a little bit of a different thing. And I'm not saying you should rely only on the occasional blockbuster, but I am suggesting that you open your mind and open your vision that it might permit it to come in. But I love those three that she talks about: accountability, collaboration, and initiative. As she says, let's face it, instant success takes time. That concludes today's Project Distinct. Once again, please subscribe to our podcast, however you are listening to it. And I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow with another edition. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.